Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive and positively into spring, into fun. Hey, the Orioles are on the schneid. We got the Preakness in town this week, but there is a big show going on down in Annapolis. We love to get down to Annapolis, have an oyster, have a crab cake from time to time. Our friends down at Ramshead down there are bringing the great Howie Mandel into Maryland Hall on Saturday night. Howie, how are you? I've waited my whole life to make jokes and laugh with you a little bit. How are you?
You. It's a pleasure being here, and I'm looking forward to the show. I don't know that people know that, my first love, regardless of what you know me from, AGT, podcasting, whatever, is stand-up comedy. So I cannot wait to be there and do stand-up.
Well, I have been threatened at one point in my life that I will do stand get make a case for why I should or shouldn't do stand up. What is the delineation other than fear? And I've been doing this for 34 years, but getting on a stage and telling jokes, even for 5 minutes, feels like, and I've been encouraged by lots of people, like, you can do it, you can do it. Can I do it? And is something that everybody should try once or no?
No. I'd rather you didn't. I would think if everybody got up and did stand up, then there would be a huge crowd on the stage and one or two people in the audience. I love an audience. I think you should be an audience member. I think people should sit comfortably in the theater and just watch one person on the stage try to regale you with humor. I look at it like a giant party, and I'm just trying to be the center of attention.
What makes funny these days? And is it the same thing that makes funny 40 years ago when you started doing this?
I don't know. I'm not analytical about what's funny. I just show up and it's like a giant party that I'm trying to be the center of attention at. I'm just lucky that everything I've ever been punished for, expelled for, hit for is what I seem to be getting paid for today. I like it because, and I should say, if they're a fan of America's Got Talent or Deal or No Deal or Bobby's World or whatever they have seen me on, don't bring the kids to this. I will edit this interview, but I don't edit myself. And it's not that it's going to be not family friendly. I just don't edit myself. I like it. It's free and it's very improvisational and very interactive. And the things that happened that night probably have never happened before and won't happen again.
Do you work blue? Is that what you're telling me?
It can happen. It's not like I set out to do that. Obviously, after all these years in the business, I have many hours of prepared material, but I love to be veered off of that, whether it be because of something that's happening in the moment in that room, technical problems, somebody yells something out or whatever. I don't. I'm not. I don't have an edit button. I'm just a human, just like
Well,
everyone
Howie,
else.
when I looked you up, it says that you're, because I, you're, listen, I've been doing this 35 years. I've interviewed all sorts of interesting people, famous people, all of that. But I don't know that, like, my wife loves you first thing. And I'm thinking, is he an actor? Is he a game show host? Is he a comedian? Like, you're known for all of these different things. But I would, like, the comedy part of it is where it all began, right? The stand-up thing,
And continue.
this is home for you, what you're
This
doing
is
here.
home, even when I'm not touring like I am now. I will drop into the clubs, 2 or 3 times a week here at the Comedy Store, the Ice House, or the Laugh Factory. That's where I'm most comfortable is on stage. And I love meeting people live instead of like a recorded thing.
Well, I looked you up on Wiki and it says here genre, observational comedy, improvisational comedy. And I guess there's two ways to look at that. You say you have all of this material that you can bring and work from stage, but it's what happens when you get there that allows it to be really funny in an improvisational way.
Absolutely. Improv alone with nobody else feeding you anything just doesn't work. Improv, like if there's no audience and you are just improvising alone, I think that's known as masturbation.
In most cases, yes. And you're subject to arrest in certain places. Howie Mandel is our guest. He is doing comedy here, there, everywhere, and still doing game shows and coming to Annapolis on Saturday night, the 17th. It is Preakness night. We got horses racing here. You're all caught up in the hockey thing, right? Like, I mean, the Maple
Well,
Leafs, at
I'm not
one
really
point in your
emotional
life,
about
they might win, right?
hockey. I'm really I'm Canadian, so it is part of our heritage. Hockey is in our blood, And the Leafs were doing well. Who's
I
doing better now? I have some fans here from Colorado, right?
They've
Kyle?
already won, though, Colorado.
They lost? Toronto's good, but how did your team do? They lost. I didn't follow Colorado. I was watching the Leafs, but
Double
they.
overtime's a really tough way to do it in game seven,
Yeah.
Howie. You know that.
I know. I was trying to watch the game, but somebody had it up on the shelf. I told you don't put it up there. Okay.
Americans don't understand that part of Canada, the hockey part. Like, I was up for opening day in Toronto because the Orioles opened up, and you're only my second favorite Canadian. There's Geddy Lee, and then there's Howie Mandel, just so we get that
Oh,
straight.
Rush.
Just so you know, but I went up to Canada and I took Luke, our sports reporter, and I said, "You're just not going to understand the hockey thing unless you're there." And I guess you being one of them and not one of us or whatever it is.
You're a lot younger than me, but I don't know if you remember when Gretzky came to the Kings,
Of
and
course.
that kind of lit a fire here. I live in LA, and I remember going to a Kings game because it became the thing to do when Gretzky left the Oilers and then ended up here in LA. And it was at the Forum, and the Forum was packed, and the game was going, and then every time something happened, the roar of the audience going, what is icing? Or what is that? Like that, not understanding the game was really, really funny. Having come from Canada, where it's kind of like second nature,
Yeah, like
and
the
I
puck has to go
learned
into
about
the
it.
zone first. That's offside. The puck goes first. Trying to teach people that's really weird.
Yeah, it is. It is. And anyway, there'll be. But you never know when you come see me live. I might a hockey game may break out.
Or at least a fight, maybe. Who knows?
Well.
This.
Come and just puck around with me.
I like that. I like that a lot. He's almost trying to work blue on my radio station here, Howie Mandel. The game show thing and that part of your career where it came to you. I don't know what you thought when, or I thought of you at St. Elsewhere, if you would be doing stand up or being doing game shows, and certainly the whole genre of talent and everything that you're most famous in my house for Got Talent because that's the show we watch these days. But did you ever think that that would be part of something you would want to do or it'd be famous for, really?
No, it was such a surprise. It was.
How do you get your first game show gig? What's the
I had this like.
qualifications for that?
Let me just. It was. It's a funny story. I'm sorry. I'm so surprised that I was. Got the giggles. I got the giggles. Anyway. I was just, it's funny. Funny story. Funny story. I got offered Deal or No Deal, and I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to be a game show host. And I also didn't see the game in it. I didn't, there's no trivia, there's no skill. It was just opening up cases. And my wife made me take the deal, and I did the game. And it's probably the most successful thing I've done to date. So, and then I think that Steve Harvey owes me a thank you because up until I did Deal or No Deal, no comedians were doing game shows. And now I think every game show is hosted by a comedian.
Wink Martindale will be out of luck, right? I mean, we just lost him
He
last
just
week,
died.
but there is a difference between
Died.
that genre and what's expected in the modern era of beyond just being a little bit funny and carrying a show. I mean, clearly you're capable of carrying a show that the game didn't matter all that much if it's fun, right?
I think the game's got to be good too. I think there has to be a good game and then somebody, who understands what the game is. I didn't even understand what the game was. I just wanted what worked for me on Deal or No Deal is my empathy. I wanted anybody that was playing the game to leave in a better place than they had entered. I wanted them to just do well.
What about Got Talent? I mean, we cheer for people to do well. And I know there's a whole sort of comedic part of people trying out that maybe shouldn't try out and whatnot. But there are nights that I see all of you on those days, and I know it's live. And I know these were people who are amateurs or were amateurs and are trying hard. My wife is addicted to the whole genre, and I would like to say that I don't sit and watch you, Howie, but I do. Because when it's on and it's good and it's funny and it's clever and it's talent, I stop doing what I'm doing and start watching it. I think that that is something over the last 20 years, certainly, that's really gripped all sorts of cultures, not just America. Canada's got talent, everybody's got talent, but getting talent out and when it shines on a stage, it shows up and everyone sees talent.
Right, but I think the key to most people, I think a lot of people have talent, and talent is subjective, but I think 99% of making it is just showing up. Just showing up. And every time I think I've seen everything, the next person walks out and I realize I ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, you are big into finding things that haven't been invented and investing, and you've done all sorts of stuff. I want to give you a little bit of space to say people must come to you with inventive things, idea things, knowing you may be strange enough and interested enough to listen, but you've invested in some interesting things. I know you talk about it with your daughter in the podcast. The modern world is interesting to you, is it not, Howie?
I love tech. I work with a company called Proto. It's a hologram company where we could have done this on a hologram. I just love tech. I love where the world's going. I love AI. This is not AI. This is actually no I. There is no intelligence involved in what I'm giving you today. But the truth is that this is a wild ride, technology in the world we live in, and why not take advantage of it and enjoy it and use it?
I never thought I'd be on a satellite Zoom with Howie Mandel promoting a Saturday night show. He's going to be at Maryland Hall with our friends at Rams Head down in Annapolis. So, you a crab cake eater or no? You eat a Maryland crab cake?
Oh, I'm very crab cake. I
No.
mean, should I say no? I
But
don't
you're
eat.
Canadian. You can say whatever you want. Just be honest. It's good.
Because I will pander to the audience. I love crab cake.
No, you don't. I can
I can't
tell you don't. You
even
just haven't
love
had a good
crab
one.
cake.
Last thing for you before I go, and I want to like, and I love comedy. We're looking forward to having you come in. We need laughs in this day and age, especially between the Canadians and the Americans and the whole 51st state. But the handshake thing and the fist bump thing, I'll be really frank with you. My wife had leukemia in 2014 and 15, and to keep her safe, I stopped hugging, kissing, slobbering, and I don't know if you might be the most famous person in the world for not shaking hands or fist bumping. Now, in Baltimore, Cal Ripken famously did not like shaking people's hands because he believed it could make him sick. And I haven't shaken anyone's hand in probably 12 years, or try not to. And when I do, I'm very quick to clean up. I haven't had a cold in 12 years. So for me, it wasn't like an OCD or anything psychological as much as it's when I shook hands with more people as a radio host in places, I touch my face and next thing you know, I'm sick and I got a sore throat and can't do my job. Speak about it a little bit. I know people ask you about it a lot, but I figured if I ever had you on, I'd say I'm sort of like you, and I offend people. People get their feelings hurt in the modern era when you don't go with a firm handshake. And for me, it was always about protecting my wife, who was neutropenic and was, and then after that, COVID and all of the germ thing. But for you in the modern world, everyone knows this about you, and I know it's been made of, but for somebody like me, I get called Howie Mandel sometimes. I'm not nearly as funny as you, but this is an interesting habit you have, and I've taken it on as something that's kept me healthier, Howie.
Well, I don't think that anybody needs to shake hands anyhow. I mean, I've been open about my mental health issues and trying to remove the stigma about mental health, but it's what I do. It makes me comfortable. If you're offended by it, then I'm sorry you're offended, but I'm not doing anything that I believe is offensive just by not wanting to rub a stranger's flesh. I'm not doing anything offensive, so I can't control what other people think. I can only control myself. And I know that I'm a good person, and I know that I respect each and every person out there for whatever they're doing. But ultimately, it's not about that. It's about my mental health, and I'm taking care of myself. And I've
Well,
spoken openly about my mental health.
yeah, I hope you come in and make everybody laugh. And I hope you're still having a great time doing this and traveling around. We love watching you on TV. We love all the shows you're involved in and all of your work. And I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody that's had such a wide array of different things to talk about. Keep living your life. And listen, if you live long enough, the Maple Leafs are going to win the cup for you one day, Howie.
So, I hope so. Thank you so much for your time. See you there.
appreciate you. Howie Mandel's going to be with us on Saturday the 17th, right here in Maryland, right in Annapolis, right down at Maryland Hall with the Rams head folks. Appreciate them making some time and giving us a window to chat with Howie Mandel. Fist bump for you, Howie. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive and a little bit of comedy, too.
Thank you.